You've probably had a tough teacher in your life, a coach, a mentor who's challenged you, pushed you.
Five, six, seven.
But how far is too far?
Not quite my
This
tempo.
is the question threaded through the new movie Whiplash from writer-director Damien Chazelle.
Not quite my tempo. It's all good. No worries. Here we go. Five, six, seven. You're rushing. Here we go.
That's the voice of J.K. Simmons. Now, Simmons often plays smaller, supporting roles, gruff authority figures or sweethearted dads. But here, he's fearsome as a music instructor focused on a driven young jazz drummer named Andrew, played by Miles Teller.
Why do you suppose I just hurled a chair at your head, Neiman?
I don't know.
Sure you do.
The tempo?
Were you rushing or were you dragging?
I don't know.
Start counting.
Five, six, seven.
In four, damn it! Look at me!
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Now, was I rushing or was I dragging?
I don't know.
Count again.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Rushing or dragging?
Rushing.
So you do know the difference.
J.K. Simmons playing the role of Terrence Fletcher there, a teacher, in that case, slapping his student, a jazz drummer. Very, very intense scene. I wish I could say it was the most intense scene. it is not.
I'm glad you can say that it's not, actually.
Oh, really?
I was going to say better, but it gets more intense.
Yeah, this is one of those things. It does not get better, folks. It gets worse. But talk a little bit about this particular villain.
Yeah, perfectionist is definitely a term that applies, and villain also is, you know, in the context of the story. Although I think one of the things that Damien, our writer-director, wanted to do was inspire debate. Really, the nature of the story is, does the end justify the means? How far is too far? You know, how much can you push people in the name of artistic greatness without sort of sacrificing humanity? And it's interesting how people come down on all sides of that debate and how much they see my character Fletcher as a villain or how much they see him as a sort of tough love mentor.
What are you hearing from other artists?
Well, it was interesting, and Damien says this when he was first showing the script around, you know, that people in show business would say, yeah, this seems kind of far-fetched to me, you know. And then he would show it to musician friends who had been through an intense conservatory kind of environment, and they would say, I think you should go farther with this guy, because I knew people who were, you know, way over the top. So, you know, a lot of people have something they can relate it to, a teacher or a boss or a whatever. In my case, it was high school football.
It is interesting, though, because this kind of figure on film is almost always a sports figure, you know, the coach who's a yeller. And I know that you're known in some of your roles for playing authority figures, but I read this interview where you said you still have problems with authority figures and certainly did as a young person. How did you draw on that?
Well, to me, this was a little different because, and I do still, and certainly did as a young man, have problems with authority figures. But as I matured, I only have a problem with sort of mindless authority now, unchecked authority that is just sort of getting off on its own authority, you know. And in Fletcher's case, it does not apply because this guy is a 100% obsessed and dedicated musician / teacher / mentor. And if I can understand where a character or a person in life, you know, what their motivation is, and if I can get behind that, then I have much more patience with that kind of character.
I was surprised to read that you actually had earned a degree in music composition, right? At University of Montana?
Yeah, my degree was in voice with a minor in composition and conducting. And I remember my choir conductor, Professor Don Carey. And one of the things Carey said was when we were working on a particularly difficult piece in the small choral ensemble, it was a Schoenberg piece, Friede auf Erden, and enormously hard. And we worked and worked and worked and worked on it for weeks and months. And as people were getting sort of frustrated with it, he said, look, our job here is to get this perfect, to get it note perfect, rhythm perfect, and then we begin to make music.
What kind of, experience was it like for you to get to use your musical skills in a film like this? I mean, there's a really lovely interlude where your character is performing on the piano.
Yeah, and that was, although I do have a degree in music, my hands never had a lot of talent. Any musician who watches that will say, oh, hopefully they'll say that I'm playing it nicely, but they'll also say, well, that's a pretty simple tune. I mean, that might as well be Go Tell Aunt Rhody in the key of C. So it wasn't all that challenging for an accomplished pianist, but for me, I had to spend quite a long time practicing.
You know, there's one line in the movie that stuck with me and maybe you'll remember it better than me. It's the idea about the two worst words in the English language being good job.
I wonder why jazz is dying. I tell you, man, and every Starbucks jazz album just proves my point, really. There are no two words in the English language more harmful than good job.
Yes, and I love that the actual line is the most harmful words.
Harmful.
And that whole scene in the jazz club where I sort of espouse this philosophy that, you know, greatness needs to be, you know, need to be pushed and prodded and pulled. And I actually firmly agree with pretty much everything my character says. It's just his pedagogy that I think could use a little work.
Was it cathartic then, in a way, to get to be that character who, like, yells and gets it all out?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, it was 100% cathartic. And you know, occasionally painful, you know. Screaming is hard after a while. It absolutely was fun to get it out. And, you know, I live in L.A. I mean, we all have that inner road rage. So, you know, I got to let it out at work. It was awesome.
Well, J.K. Simmons, thank you so much for speaking with us. It was a pleasure, and best of luck with the film.
My pleasure as well. Thank you.
Actor J.K. Simmons, his new film is called Whiplash.